Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are, and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast, here in the United States and all the way around the world. We return now to our series, God and Man and Woman, here in Genesis chapter 2 as we come into verses 16 and 17. These verses are of great interest to Bible readers, and certainly to Christians, because here God gives specific revelation that results in a command, first to the man and later to the woman. To be one of God's people means that we know God is the commanding God. And so our ears perk up and our eyes bug out when we read this part of the Bible, or at least I propose they should. No matter what part of the Bible you feel most personally drawn towards, there is no doubt about this. Genesis 2, and especially verse 17, is very important. To know what the entire Bible means, we have to first grasp the meaning of Genesis 2:17. And we will talk about it, don't worry. But first I want to read these verses and then give you an introduction to them, mainly by talking about verse 16. As always, let's take this one verse at a time. I am glad you are here. I think you will benefit from what we are learning together with one another. And let me encourage you to share this with other people you know and love, and people who would benefit from this teaching. The best way to share this is to pass along a link to my website, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. Or write to me today, mark@godisministry.org, and I will help you pass along a link to your friends and to your family. I am excited about this, so if you have your Bible with you and open, please join me in the text at Genesis chapter 2 and verses 16 and 17. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it you will surely die." These are the literal words of God to the first man and also to us. And that is exactly what I want to start with. In Genesis 2, 16 and 17, we have God's revelation. Here, God speaks directly with the first man, Adam. The Bible says, "The Lord God commanded the man, saying." In Genesis, we want to know who we are from God's perspective. Well, here is an insight into man and woman. We have been given the capacity by God to receive communication from God. Here in verse 16, we learn that man has the possibility for understanding God. And that means God spoke and man listened. Man heard what God said. God used some language to communicate to the man. There is hearing that speech, and there is understanding to know what God means by what God says. We take it for granted that we can communicate with one another. Unless you are a person who cannot so easily communicate, or you care for such a person, then you do not take communication for granted. You treasure it. But most of you now listening to me hear what I am saying. This English language makes sense, even if you are not a native English speaker. And so you hear what I am saying, and you understand my words. Your brain then computes my thoughts, and you will discern whether what I am saying is true or false, good or bad, believable or unbelievable. We are communicating right now, even though I cannot see you, and you cannot see me. Would our communication and therefore understanding be enhanced if we were face-to-face? Not necessarily. One of the facts of radio and podcasting is that by listening to me without seeing me, your mind will retain more. The reverse would also be true. If you were hosting God Is and I was listening to you, then I would retain more of what you were saying purely by listening than if we were together and I watched and listened. That is why listening to the radio or the podcast is a more effective way for us to learn than by watching the television or the computer, phone, and tablet. And even, I better be careful here, than going to church and watching your pastor and listening to the sermon. So in the garden in Eden, God spoke to man. God used his words to speak, and Adam received those words and understood what they meant. As we will see the further along in Genesis we go, the first man and woman absolutely had the capacity to understand God. They received from God and believed that which God spoke to them, and that is because God has created men and women to understand him. God still speaks, and we still listen to what he says. In this respect, we are no different than Adam and Eve. Now, depending on how you look at it, that is either great news or very bad news. If you desire to hear God speaking to you, then wow, this is awesome. God has created you and given you the capacity to hear him and to understand him. He made you that way, knitting you together in your mother's womb, as the psalmist says. How about this, friends? God communicates to you. God does. But if you have no desire to hear God speaking to you, then this is troubling or frustrating or unacceptable to you. God is speaking to you, and you're going to have to intentionally mute his voice in order not to both hear and understand what he is saying to you. The people do this all the time. Clearly, based on the evidence of the societies in which we live, the majority of people have pressed the internal mute button on our Lord and our God. Their consciences are seared. They do not hear from him because they do not want to hear what God has to say. God still speaks, but they do not want to listen. Which describes you? God created you to hear him and to understand him. Is this good news for you or bad news for you? Maybe you began believing this was good, but now you're either not so sure or you have completely shut God off. I want to encourage you today to flip the on switch on your conscience. Get back into the Word of God and hear his voice again. That is how God speaks, through the Bible. Find that copy of the scripture, blow the dust off it, or download a Bible app today and start reading. Hear again the voice of the living God to you. That being said, let's go back to the text ourselves, and let me remind you that God spoke to man here in Genesis 2:16 and 17, and man could speak back to God. Man and woman have the capacity to speak to God. We can be in conversation with the Lord God. How do I know that? Well, for just a moment, go over with me to Genesis 3, and let's look at verses 9 through 11. Genesis chapter 3, verses 9 through 11 reads, "Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, 'Where are you?' He, the man, said, 'I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself.' And God said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?'" That was Genesis 3, 9 through 11. And of course, the context is God and man in the garden after Adam ate of the tree which he was commanded not to eat of. Notice the dialogue. My point today is that man and woman has the capacity to understand God. And just a note here on people with disabilities. In my experience, spending time with these precious people and their caregivers, I have observed that they have an even deeper capacity for understanding God than the rest of us do. This is why all life is to be cherished. God has a purpose for every baby in every womb. God has a purpose for every young man and woman born without the capacity to communicate with words or sight or hearing or expression of face, arms, leg, or mouth. Whatever the disability is, God can transform that into an ability for that person to communicate with Him. Furthermore, for those who have lost the capacity to communicate to us because of an accident later in life, even as an elderly adult, these precious people's lives have purpose. God has a purpose for keeping this man and this woman alive. And we better not underestimate God's ways in communicating Himself to them, or they communicating themselves to God. I pray for all of you today who are caregivers for people who are not able to communicate, perhaps to understand the way they once were. I have friends like this. I think of one with a serious brain injury. I think of another with Alzheimer's disease. And they are always in my heart and in my prayers. God is with them. God is with you. God communicates. And we can communicate back to God. Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17 teaches us this. And what does God communicate? What does God say that man can understand? Well, God communicates with a command. Genesis 2:16 starts, "The Lord God commanded the man, saying." If you get a chance, circle or otherwise highlight the word commanded in your Bible. When you come back tomorrow, we're going to explore this important matter of God speaking with a command. And man's capacity to understand the command that God gives directly to him. Lord willing, we will continue along in the biblical text in Genesis 2. I find it a remarkable miracle that God loves us enough to create us so that we can understand that which He communicates to us. I hope our lesson today has impacted you and that you will join me again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.